What up, world? It's the kid, Polo Paul, the host of the Mastache Podcast, coming back to you guys once again with the Black History edition of the Mastache Minute. For the listeners out there who don't know what the Mastache Minute is all about, well, let me tell you. The Mastache Minute is a sub-show of the Mastache Podcast, where I take concepts, thoughts, ideas, topics, and subjects, and then condense them into short digestible content for you, the listener. However, in honor of Black History Month, I am highlighting all my Black prominent figures, leaders, artists, and trailblazers that have paved and formed the way to the total collective of Black excellence in Black history. Thus far, I have covered Malcolm X, Mansa Musa, Zora Neale Hurston, and Dick Gregory. And of course, today is no exception. This figure, warrior in general, is a beautiful ode to my Zoes out there, and it's none other than the great Toussaint Louverture, one of the forefathers of the Haitian Revolution. Now, quick disclaimer, I am not proficient in French, so if I mispronounce any names, locations, I do humbly apologize. However, the message, knowledge, as well as this episode is always positive. So if you're anywhere out there listening, stay tuned and enjoy today's episode of the Mastache Minute.
This is the Mastache Minute.
What up, world? This is the host of the Mastache Minute, and this is the Black History edition of the Mastache Minute, focusing on Toussaint Louverture. We're going to begin into his life, legacy, and the history that he paved within Haiti. He was born into slavery on May 20th, 1743, in the French colony of Saint-Dominique. He was the eldest son of Gao Ganon, an African prince who was captured by slavers. At a time when revisions to the French Code Noir Black Code legalized the harsh treatment of slaves as property, young Louverture instead inspired kindness from those in authority over him. His godfather, the priest Simon Baptiste, for example, taught him to read and write. Impressed by Louverture's knowledge and education, Bayonne de Libertad, the manager of the plantation on which he was born, allowed him unlimited access to his personal library. By the time he was 20, the well-read and trilingual Louverture spoke French, Creole, and some Latin. He also gained a reputation as a skilled horseman for his knowledge of medicinal plants and herbs. Most importantly, Louverture had secured his freedom from De Libertad, even as he continued to manage his former owner's household personnel and to act as his personal coachman. Over the course of the next 18 years, Louverture settled into life on the breeder plantation, marrying fellow Catholic Suzanne Simon and parenting two sons, Isaac and Saint-Jean. The events of August 22, 1791, the night of fire in which slaves revolted by setting fire to plantation houses, fields, and killing slavers, convinced the 48-year-old Louverture that he should join the growing insurgency, although not before securing the safety of his wife and children in the Spanish-controlled eastern half of the island, which is Santo Domingo, and ensuring that Bayonne de Libertad and his wife were safe aboard a ship bound for the United States. Inspired by French revolutionary ideology and angered by generations of abuse at the hands of white slavers, the initial slave uprising was quelled within several days, but ongoing fighting between the slaves, free blacks, and planters continued. Although he was free, Louverture joined the slave insurgency and quickly developed a reputation first as a capable soldier and then as a military secretary to George Bissau, one of the insurgency's leaders. When the insurgency leadership chose to ally itself with Spain against France, Louverture followed. Threatened by Spain and Britain's attempt to control the island, the French National Convention acted to preserve its colonial rule in 1794 by securing the loyalty of the black population. France granted citizenship rights and freedom to all blacks within the empire. Following France's decision to emancipate the slaves, Louverture allied with France against Spain from 1794 to 1802. He was the dominant political and military leader in the French colony. Operating under the self-assumed title General-in-Chief of the Army, Louverture led the French in ousting the British and then in capturing the Spanish-controlled half of the island. By 1801, although Saint-Dominique remained ostensibly a French colony, Louverture was ruling it as an independent state. He drafted a constitution in which he reiterated the 1794 abolition of slavery and appointed himself governor for, quote, the rest of his glorious life, unquote. Louverture's actions eventually piqued the interest of Napoleon Bonaparte. In 1802, Napoleon dispatched his brother-in-law, Charles Leclerc, to capture Louverture and return the island to slavery under French control. Captured and imprisoned at Fort de Joux in France, Louverture died of pneumonia on April 7, 1803. Independence for Saint-Dominique followed 1 year later in 1804 under the leadership of Jean-Jacques Dessalines, one of Louverture's generals, who changed the name to what you now call Haiti. Even though his life has many accomplishments and impossible feats, his spirit, tutelage, and inspiration led to Dessalines rising and becoming the first black ruler of independent Haiti. Jean-Jacques Dessalines, after learning that the French intended to reintroduce slavery, staged an uprising that led to Haiti's full independence on January 1, 1804. He then followed Toussaint's policy as ruler. Toussaint's example inspired liberation movements throughout Central and South America and North America, and this is the legacy of Toussaint within Black history. His life, liberation, and legacy is one to learn from, and which is an inspiration to continue to press forward, not just from the constraints for freedom, but the right to live through peace, prosperity, and excellence, and the advancement of the Black collective. With this episode and many others, I have been blessed beyond measure to share these stories, information, and lessons that I have personally discovered through my life of self-discovery. To my stashers and listeners out there, stay up and stay blessed. And until next time, Polo Paul signing out. Bow.
I love you, Daddy.